Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys are great.
You're right. Thanks, Chris.
We'll send him the book.
That is Chris Ronji.
Afternoons on the Score.
Every Sunday, it's unbelievable.
The NFL always delivers.
Oh, yeah. Remix, baby. Let's go. We're sharing Mentos as a show today. The Fresh Maker, as we celebrate a Bears Monday. Victory Chicken, also a thing today, as Alex Kuhn came up with Victory Chicken. He brought it here from Roost, and the chickens came straight from Roost.
It's delicious.
The chickens come home to Roost.
Shout out to Ham.
Shout out to Ham. By the way, this Sunday, join the Score in Circus Sports Illinois at Timothy O'Toole's Pub in Gurnee. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will host our pregame show there from 9 to noon, then have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Baltimore. That's Sunday at Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee, sponsored by Circus Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be.
Timothy O'Toole's is always a good time, and them being up at Gurnee, I'm actually tempted. I'm actually tempted because those guys and Timothy O'Toole's get a little breakfast going.
Well, the Timothy O'Toole's down here.
Phenomenal.
Is where Bears players used to go all the time.
Yep.
That's where Manley tells the story. That's where Ric Flair showed up, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Woo!
Yeah. So Pat, I'm sure, will be having some hardcore Bears player vibes on the pregame show. Look, after they stuffed Alvin Kamara on 4th-and-1, okay, where Kamara was short on 3rd-and-2, and then they ran the same exact play, and the Bears were like, what are you doing? And Montez said, you got to come with your big drawers on, like my grandma. After that, Bears have the ball with a minute 38 left at their own 43-yard line, Lawrence, in the first half. At this point, they're up 20-0, and the Saints have...
They're ready to quit. They're begging you to put them out of their misery.
And I'm thinking, man... Just run the ball, which you're doing effectively, grind out some clock, make them use their timeouts, and if you need to pass and extend the drive, you probably can, especially as you are running it so well, but you might not even need to. You might just run through them and set yourself up for a field goal, make it 23-0, and don't give them another chance. Instead, 3 pass plays, and... On first down, Caleb scrambles, escapes, misses Rome on the run. Second down, Caleb pressured, scrambles, and makes a pretty good throw to Rome, who's coming back for the ball, but Rome doesn't win the contested catch again. And that goes as a pass broken up.
Wow. Again, eh?
Yeah, I'm finding...
Are we anti-Rome now?
No.
Is that what's happening?
I just want him to win some of those contested catches. That's all. I heard it was his strength.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
I heard it was his strength. I want him to go up and get it, and he's drafted very highly to do such things.
Jeez.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong on this?
No, he needs to make catches in traffic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Contest catch, he just has to do it.
God, more Alex.
You guys
Alley.
Heard of Guagi? Go up and get it, guy.
I like Rome a lot better than you guys do.
Well, I'm not saying I don't like
Rome. Love Rome.
Love Rome. It's beautiful this time of year. But he's got to make that catch. Then third down, Caleb, a short throw to Zacchaeus, who gets 5. And then the Saints call their first timeout. Torrey Taylor with a good punt.
There's 1:18 left when they call the timeout.
Yep.
And so there's not been a lot of time.
No.
Bled. There's been 20 seconds that's gone off the clock.
And you only made them call one of their 3 timeouts because you passed 3 times and 2 were incomplete. Run the damn ball. They had timeouts. You had timeouts. I thought that was a first instance of Ben not having good game management and clock management and feel. We have praised him for that, but not this. That bothered me.
His 4-minute offense has been ideal, and I thought that I felt like what they were trying to do with the field position that they had was kill shot. Like, that's what it seemed like. It seemed like they were like, well, look at this great field position. What, they had the 43?
Yeah.
Look at this great field position. Even if we get 3.
That's his ego coming out, isn't it?
Sure. And I'm okay with that occasionally. Like, but you were seeing a team that was like, man, they just needed one more bad thing to happen. And they were going to pack it in. You know, pack it in. So then they get the ball back.
Right. So that's the thing. They get
a really good punt, too, down at the 9. So you're like, oh, all right, you know. Probably give up a field goal, if anything.
But he gives the Saints the wraparound. Is it called the wraparound?
The double up.
The double up.
The opportunity for the double up. And they hit the first play to Shaheed.
Yeah.
Then they go no huddle and incomplete. So now you got a chance. And then the Olave play for 57 yards.
Yeah.
That guy's still
great.
Still really damn
really
good.
Effing good. And he caught the other touchdown, too.
He did.
After halftime. Well, here's Ben. He talked about it today. Again, new Ben. Hot, fresh Ben for you on how he did managing the end of the half.
I didn't think I did a good job calling plays in that sequence. I'm very, very aware of not wanting to give the ball back to the opponent with enough time for a rebuttal drive. I don't think I did the defense any favors with those play calls. And, you know, they had a better coverage than some of those pass plays a couple of times as well. So I can do a better job with those play calls. And then, you know, the message for our offense has always been, it doesn't matter if it's that 2-minute situation or we're just in a normal game mode, is once we get the first down, we're normally in a pretty good spot. But that was one right there. I feel like if we would have just found a way to get that first down, we would have had a little momentum to get that thing going and get some points.
Oh, man. Listen to that guy. What a breath of freaking fresh air to continue to be like, yeah, because go ahead, try stuff. And you said it's all right. Like, when if your ego gets involved, I'm like, oh, man, you're going for the kill shot. I get it. But now he says, looking back, and he hinted at it yesterday after the game, but today, even more forthright today.
With that field position, I don't know if I would have necessarily made the same play calls, but I would have been aggressive. You're too close to field goal range to not try and score with that much time left.
But you can get some yards on running the ball. Correct. And make them call a timeout, and then you can throw it on second down if you want.
100%.
And your run game might pop because they have already rolled over, as you said.
Yeah, you have to make them burn all of their, like, that's the goal of that drive. The secondary goal of that drive is to make them burn their timeouts. What?
Texters.
I don't know if you can say what the Texters are saying. I'd be very careful.
Wrap around, not the other thing.
Yes.
Yes.
But double up is usually what people around NFL say.
So, no, I do know what a wraparound is. I wasn't saying what you think I was saying.
Right.
And then.
Don't say it.
I'm not going to. Dodger Boy. Oh, he's having a good time these days. Dodger Boy texts in and he says, I like the phrase rebuttal drive. LOL. I agree.
Yeah.
The rebuttal drive.
It's in soccer, the counter. That's kind of what it is, and that's the rebuttal drive. And then they end up getting points. Oh. And now they've got some confidence. And now they can go, if we, and I said to you guys, like, I'm excited to see the Saints' first drive of the second half, because now everyone's back in. Like, everyone's back involved, because it's not 23-0. Now, if we score, game on.
Right.
And it was game on for a while.
They're pumped up at half, like, 20-7, and we get the ball. Let's go down and score right in this thing. And then they do. And it's 2014. You're like, man, this shouldn't be like this. This is not the way this game was going. This should be a blowout. And it is what it is. Texter says, Ben's a breath of fresh air as long as he's winning. He wouldn't be as transparent if they were losing. Sir, when they lost their first couple of games, he was still transparent. He was. There was value there.
I tend to lean towards the listener on this one.
Really?
I don't know if he would have been as open to that particular mistake had they lost.
I don't know, man. I think we heard him be transparent even in...
Usually it was the day after.
Okay.
Because he was Mr. Snippy after the first two losses in the post-game press
conference. And he did it again last night. He will not comment on something that happened on the field without saying, I will look at the tape.
Yeah.
Even if it's a good thing.
But to his credit, unlike other coaches.
He does. He follows up.
He actually will go look at the tape and then have an answer
for
you.
He's different than almost all the coaches we have seen in almost all the sports that we have, frankly. And I know that's by design. He's deciding. And, you know, he learned it from, among others, Dan Campbell, who is the same way. Dan Campbell was transparent when the Lions were losing, and now that they're winning, he remains transparent. It's just freaking easier, folks. It's an easier way to live your life. You might get yourself in trouble every once in a while. For instance, last week, I thought Ben I thought it was not great that he defended Caleb in the whole Troy Aikman kerfuffle.
Yeah.
I thought that was a little cheesy.
Yeah.
But he's always going to have his players back, and he's going to shoot from the hip and be open. And for the most part, I think that is the right way to live one's life, even in the public eye.
I agree. And like we were saying, you can tell me that you're going to watch the tape, and you come back and tell me it's even better, because it's a more informed opinion on it. And I like that. I like that he follows it up. I like that, unlike other coaches that just use that as a way to kick the can down the road, and they're like, well, we're not talking about what happened before.
Yeah. Did you ever play kick the can? You ever legit play kick the can in your neighborhood growing up?
Absolutely.
I never did. Never did.
You played all sorts of games.
Yeah.
Back then.
So did I.
You know, kick the can.
Capture the flag. I played that at camp a couple of times.
Here's what was great about the house we lived in Roseland, is that the neighbor across the street had a bricked fence. So if we played strikeout in the driveway, we legitimately had like a home run fence to try and hit it over.
That's nice. And when that happenstance presents itself.
And the neighbor was nice about us going in the yard and like getting the ball back after we would hit it over there.
Yeah, that's good when the neighbor's nice.
And that neighbor owned the Heralds on 103rd and Halsted.
Oh, it's even better.
And on Fridays.
Oh, let's go. Let's go. Now that is a good neighbor.
Yeah. Shout out to Mr. Pete.
Way to go, Mr. Pete.
Mr. Pete would come through with a bucket.
By the way, if you're looking for a horrifying and brutally sad true crime documentary, Perfect Neighbor on Netflix is really, really disheartening. Really just awful and sad.
May I make the suggestion that you check out the documentary One Golden Summer?
Oh, yeah. Now that is, I would hope, uplifting. I haven't seen it yet.
I went and saw it on Saturday, and it was very good.
That's about Jackie Robinson West, the Little League team, and my partner is featured prominently in it.
I didn't realize how prominently. It was a little uncomfortable
for me. Should it be called the Lawrence Holmes story?
No, not at all. Not at all. not one bit. But they did ask me to add some historical context, so it was great to like bring in my state championship trophy from Jackie Robinson West.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I can. Where can I see it? It's coming to Hyde Park next week, right?
Yeah, it's part of the Chicago Film Festival.
All right, I'll find it.
And so I think it's at the Logan, not the Logan Theater, the Logan Center at the University of Chicago on Sunday. But it's during Bears Ravens, so you can't.
Damn it!
Yeah, you got it. And when it comes out in wide release, then. But it was I was really happy with the way that it came across, and I was glad that I could add some levity in places and some context in others. And I'm so grateful that Kevin Shaw, the director, put me in it.
It's outstanding. Outstanding. Coming up at 5 o'clock, we have Jason Leisure. So that's today. We'll check in with Jason Leisure. We've already referenced him, already referenced some of his work yesterday. And I know he was in the media session today as well. So he will be our beat reporter talking about this Bears win and beyond.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.